Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Monday, November 19th, 2018. We have 21 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 knots early in the morning. Wind waves from the southeast 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart. West swells 3 feet at 11 seconds. And today we're going to be talking more about the proposed methanol plant in Kalama. You may have heard about that last week. There was a study cited that said that this was going to somehow lower emissions, global greenhouse gas emissions worldwide. We're going to have more on that from Columbia Riverkeeper. So, but first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have a lot of ships on the schedule, and people have been asking me lately whether federal tariffs on goods from Asia, China in particular, have affected our ship traffic here. And some days, you know, citing occasionally when we would have days when there weren't very many ships and saying, oh my gosh, is this a consequence of that? And as I've said, it's hard to tell because ship traffic goes up and down depending on, you know, who's coming here at any given moment and when they're leaving. And today is a good example of that. Today we have 21 ships on the schedule, whereas a few weeks ago we had, maybe no inbounders. It really just depends on what is happening in terms of how many ships are headed here and what's going on. So I can't say that I can see a definite trend in terms of fewer ships here overall, because this is a pretty big schedule. We can watch the rest of this week and see if it remains so. A ship that is not on today's schedule, but you may have seen yesterday on the river, around 4 o'clock, there was a ship that went by that had what looked like big golf balls on its deck. That is one of those Department of Defense missile tracking ships. I think this one was the Pacific Tracker. There are two of them. They're berthed in Portland at Swan Island at the shipyard. They're kind of homeported there. And they go out on missions for the Department of Defense, U.S. Department of Defense, and track. They're just scanning the skies, I guess, in the North Pacific for traces of missile traffic. So anyway, those big golf ball-looking things are radar arrays that are used in their tracking exercises and tracking work. So at any rate, occasionally we do see those ships coming out in and out, and they look very odd because they look like somebody just, because they're taking up quite a bit of space on deck, these big thing that looks like a giant golf ball on deck. Let's take a look at today's ship schedule. We have 5 inbounders, 11 in the Astoria anchorages, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. So the big buildup of ships on the river today are the majority of our 21 vessels is just about half of them is ones that are in the anchorages off Astoria here. So a lot of vessels, a lot of opportunities to see ships stationary. If you have a pair of binoculars, you might go take a look. I'm not going to have time to talk about all of them probably because I do want to get into the story about methanol. But today we have the Spirit of Sea Trek arriving from Honolulu. She's a wheat ship. She's headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. She'll get there at about 9:30 this morning. The ATB Sound Reliance is an articulated tug and barge rig. She's arriving from Ferndale, and she is headed for Portland. She's going to be carrying refined petroleum, passing Astoria maybe 2:30 inbound this afternoon. The Kaira Panagia is arriving from Japan, headed for the Vancouver anchorage off Vancouver, Washington. She's a wheat ship. She'll pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m. The Neha Galaxy is arriving from San Francisco. She's a petroleum tanker, refined petroleum. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 8:30 p.m., headed for Portland. The Global Discovery is arriving from Japan, headed for Longview's anchorage. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 12:30, 1 o'clock, and about 3.5 hours later, you might see her running lights in Longview. In the Astoria anchorages, we have the Daria Jamuna. She is in the Astoria anchorage. She headed upriver last night or yesterday afternoon to pick up wheat. The Spirit of Sea Trek, it looks like she will be heading up today about 2 p.m. To pick up wheat in Portland. The Bonita is awaiting orders there. I'm not sure what is on board that vessel, but we've got a bunch of them sitting out there, among them the Supernova, which is a potash vessel, the Stella Pearl, the New Honor, the Manusos, the Pinnacle Bliss that is at Rice Island. She is a wheat ship. The Tunsin is awaiting orders at the port of Astoria, which means she is loading logs. And the African Tern and the Ultra Diversity, the African Tern is and the Ultra Diversity both are potash-carrying ships, but they haven't picked that up yet. They're in the Rice Island Anchorage, a little upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point, and they will be going up to the Port of Portland eventually to pick up potash. And our outbounders, the Accra, is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat on board there, leaving at about 3:30 a.m., so she could have passed Astoria already outbound. The Carolyn is leaving Portland with wheat on board about 6:30 from Kalama, so maybe about 11:30 you might see her pass Astoria outbound. And the Lin Tan is leaving Longview, soda ash on board, leaving maybe about 3:30 p.m. today outbound. The Genius Star is leaving Vancouver, could have copper concentrate on board. They're leaving about 4 p.m., so maybe 10 p.m. outbound. You'll see her running lights going by. And the Atlantic Ruby is leaving Kalama. I think she might have come in with steel on board, but she's heading out at about 5 p.m. today. 5 hours later, she should pass Astoria outbound, and the Global Innovator is leaving Portland with wheat on board at maybe about 6:30 p.m. outbound out of Portland, so maybe around midnight past Astoria. Well, I want to talk to you about methanol. This is from an Associated Press story we heard last week that I reported on. Didn't have much of a rebuttal as far as assertions that this was a good idea, so I'm going to be playing something to further explain some of the other issues related to this. So a draft study of a proposed $2 billion methanol refining project in Kalama, this is on the Columbia River on the Washington side, says the plant would drive down global greenhouse gas emissions by displacing coal-based methanol sources. The Daily News says the review released last week on Tuesday by the Port of Kalama and Cowlitz County concludes the plant, which would produce methanol from natural gas, would displace dirtier coal-based methanol sources in China and result in net reduction in carbon emissions. Environmentalists called the report flawed. They say it underestimates methane associated with the project from hydraulic fracturing and makes speculative assumptions around global markets. Dan Sears, who we're going to hear from right now, is the conservation director for Columbia Riverkeeper. He says the would-be developers are cooking the numbers. Here's Dan Sears.
And the amount of energy involved is enormous. It's 300 million cubic feet of gas a day, which is about one-third of what the entire state of Washington uses currently in a day. So the claim that this could be in any way good for the climate is not just hard to believe. It's just flat wrong. And so when we started digging into this document a little bit more deeply, what we discovered is that they've cooked the numbers and they've gotten what they paid for, which is a very self-serving analysis that masks the tremendous negative impact that this will have on our climate, on our river, on public safety. And so we are really urging people to come to the hearing on December 13th in Longview, Washington, and to speak up about this proposal because we think it has a tremendous negative impact on the Columbia River estuary.
And that was Dan Sears from Columbia Riverkeeper. Northwest Innovation Works wants to build a refinery to produce up to 10,000 metric tons a day of methanol, which would be sent to China to make plastics and other goods. The company says it will offset all of the plant's carbon emissions, or up to 1 million metric tons a year. A public hearing that he mentioned is set for December 13th in Longview at 6 p.m. at the Cowlitz County Event Center. That's 1900 7th Avenue in Longview, Washington. And Dan Sears, who you heard from in this story of Columbia Riverkeeper, will have more to say on The Human Beat with Roger Rocca. That's a public affairs show that will air here on KMUN and KTCB. That's 9:30 a.m. on December 10th. So stay tuned for The Human Beat for more on that story. And that hearing is a public hearing December 13th in Longview at the Cowlitz County Events Center. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. And special thanks to Roger Rocca for the audio for that story.